A real job. Well, I certainly wasn't in Oz anymore. Since we were waiting 2 years to move to Colorado to start up the theater, in the fall of 1971, I returned home to Silver Spring in order to find a job. And since the one thing I understood was government work, and it was plentiful there, I figured I could find something to do. Or just sponge off my parents for a while, like any good college graduate should. I took the civil service exam, did quite nicely, and applied for a number of jobs in the Washington, D.C. area. The first job I was offered was with the Department of Immigration. There were two conditions, however. I would have to relocate to Arizona or New Mexico, and I would have to be willing to take instruction in the use of firearms, as my job would require me to carry a gun. The only time I had shot a gun at anything was when I fired a BB gun at a robin. The BB bounced off his chest, and the robin looked at me as if to say, "Jesus, you are such an asshole." I quickly made up my mind. That job wasn't going to work out. Chasing a group of illegals from bumfuck town to bumfuck town across Arizona and New Mexico, armed with a pistol, was of no interest to me. Besides, I knew I would be having nightmares of a giant robin firing round after round of ammo at me. I was also offered a job at the Appalachian Regional Commission. It looked really interesting, and I accepted the position. Back then, there were actual agencies established under both Kennedy and Johnson that were called, hold on to your hats, America, this might shock some of you, anti-poverty agencies. Why don't we all say that together, just to get over the shock? Anti-poverty agencies. You see, poverty was actually recognized as a real problem, and the government actually tried to help people overcome it. How crazy is that? What were we thinking? It was obviously a wrong-headed idea, and I am so glad that we got rid of all those agencies. Look around. Everybody seems to be doing so well, especially Appalachians, who live in places called hollers. And if they aren't doing well, let me tell you, it's their own fucking fault. Besides, I am sure they are happier not being burdened by cash, which leaves them plenty of time to whittle shit to their heart's content. Richard Nixon was president at the time I took the job with the ARC. People have asked me, how could you possibly have gotten a job feeling the way you did working under President Nixon? Well, the great thing about civil service is that you don't actually have to agree with the president or the party in power. Job applicants are actually picked on the basis of merit. Hard to believe, I know, which is why, in many ways, government agencies are not always such a terrible thing. Sure, bureaucrats can fuck things up, which was never made more clear than when the 9/11 Commission found that the FBI and CIA computers couldn't communicate. And I am certainly not going to try and convince anyone that government is good. It's not worth it in this country. We all love our freedom, but we hate our government. All I will say is this: the government does employ people. They were all around me when I was a kid. And it's a good thing it does. After all, for an industrial nation, we don't really make anything anymore. And one way or the other, people still have to put food on the table.